From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
A young leader on the move, who President Barack Obama has appointed to a task force to look at policing in minority communities. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and our conversation today on The Journey is with Leighton Watson, president of the Howard University Student Association. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's been, you know, quite a year for you thus far as president of the Howard University Student Association. Lots of issues, lots of things taking place. But I want to start where I think we all need to start at times like this, and that's at home. Tell me a little bit about your upbringing and your parents in particular.
Right. So I was born actually in South Bend, Indiana. All my family's in South Bend. They're either in South Bend or Detroit. After I was 1 day old, I still claim South Bend, but 1 day old, we moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And that's where I was raised. Went to a high school called Forest Hills Northern, which was a pretty good mix of people. And then my senior year, went to a high school where I was one of two African-Americans out of a graduating class of 376. So that's what I'm used to. And then I came to Howard. Originally in high school, my plan was to go play football in college. That's all I was about. I still had a 3.9, but I was looking at Michigan State for football. I was looking at University of Chicago for football, looking at Notre Dame walking on. Actually, I got a full ride to the University of Alabama, but ended up deciding to go to Howard because my dad told me, he was like, those other schools are recruiting you for your body, and Howard's recruiting you for your brain. And so my mom is a school teacher. She teaches kindergarten, and my dad is actually a former police officer, and now he works for Johnson & Johnson.
All right, excellent. Now, obviously, you made the right decision to come to Howard University because you're right. We were recruiting you for your mind, and it's an active mind that you have. As you look at the dynamic that's taking place in our society today, as a young Black male who is, I'm sure, often the victim of the stereotype, even in recruiting for college, might have been the victim of a stereotype. What do you see? What do you feel are the issues that confront you today?
I think it's still dealing with the media's perception of how Black men are portrayed in the media as far as being guilty until proven innocent. And so at a lot of times, before people even hear you open your mouth, before they even take the time to look at your resume or what you've done, they've already put you into a box where, because of what they've seen in the media, because of some, maybe even some of their interactions with people, they assume that you're a threat. And so you definitely feel that tension with some people. But then also, like I said, I went to a high school that was really swayed the other way. And those people knew me. They liked me. But then they started looking at me as not one of those Black people. I was somehow set apart or different than. And so I think if people took the time to get to know this race or this ethnicity that they really know nothing about, they would see that a lot of stereotypes that are portrayed over and over and over aren't really true. And so for me, I think it's getting over that initial hurdle of the stereotypes that the media portray.
So let me push you beyond the media. Is it just the media? Do you think that people who look like you make certain assumptions about you as well because of the influence that media has had in them?
Definitely. Definitely. I told a lot of students here to be real with ourselves. If a 6'5", 300-pound individual was angry at us and was at our car window, most of us would have feared in the same way that Darren Wilson feared. It's not a comfortable situation to be in. Now, most of us wouldn't have pulled the trigger. Most of us wouldn't have made that terrible decision that he made. But in a lot of ways, we've internalized those same stereotypes through slavery, all the way up through Jim Crow, and even now. It was intentional back then for us to internalize those presumptions about ourselves, but we still definitely internalize those within our race.
Now, let's just switch gears a little bit. You're an English major. Tell me, in terms of your educational experience, your educational journey to this point at Howard University, how would you describe it?
I think that it's been challenging because the educational experience doesn't just happen within the classroom. And I think that that's what makes Howard University so incredible and different and set apart from most of the other universities that I have my friends at and that I talk to. Their education really does seem limited to, this is what I learned in class. After class, I go have fun. I go turn up, et cetera, et cetera. And at Howard University, the classroom is just the incubator as far as our education. And then when we step out, we're having conversations. We're talking about it. And then more importantly, we're taking the theoretical that we learned in the classroom and practically applying it. And I think in this case, that's what you're seeing.
Right. Now, you come from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Right. Midwest, you meet people here at Howard University from 44 states, 71 countries. What do you see in the diversity of the student population today, and how does that influence your perspective?
I think the most stark example where you see diversity is in diversity of thought. And so you get people here. I would challenge anybody to try and get 25 people in a room here to agree to anything that you're getting ready to do. It's difficult. Because you have so many different experiences on so many different levels, a socioeconomic background and the differences that that experience brings. And that's why it's difficult to somehow encapsulate the Black experience because it's so varied. Like you said, 44 different states. So geographically within the United States, but then also internationally in those experiences as far as religion, as far as any other different factors, I think that that builds to a kind of complete, holistic experience that you have here where you get rid of the limited conception of diversity being only including race.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Leighton Watson, president of the Howard University Student Association. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, continuing along the lines of the diversity of the student population, you see a similar diversity, I would assume, among the faculty. What has been your ability to engage that differences in the culture and that diversity, and have you been able to travel abroad as a student to see and get a different perspective?
Yeah, actually, my freshman year, I was part of the Freshman Leadership Academy, and at the conclusion of that program, we actually went to China for about 2 weeks and then Japan for a week. It's really difficult to learn about a society just from a textbook and never actually experience it when you're there. So when we got there, we actually had an opportunity to interact with students who were learning English at Peking University. One of them, I just remember a question that stuck out with me. He said, "Why do you guys use the word up so much in America?" He's like, "Why do you mess up? Why do you wake up? What is it about up?" And I'm like, "You know, I don't even know." And so I think for me, it taught me to kind of challenge just the basic premises of what we consider normal here in America. But then also looking at the difference between a communist sort of society, how that's played out in real life, because I think here we are taught to demonize that sort of experience as bad and democracy as good. And you get a chance to kind of look at the different lifestyles that affords and the different experiences that affords and just realize that these are all people at the end of the day, all with the same goals. They want to make it for their family, and they're just going about it different ways. But it's so many parallels between our experience and theirs that you won't see unless you get out of the country.
Got you. Now, what are some of the plans that you have for the student body, things that you would like to see improve to enrich the lives of students here at Howard University?
Definitely one of the biggest components of my platform was sustainability. So I want to see the campus continue to move to be more sustainable, not only with environmental services, with financial services, et cetera, be a more sustainable university. For example, we have a Howard University Farmers Market that we're working on getting started for the spring. Where students will be able to come to the yard and get fresh produce, fresh fruit, crepes, and have food demonstrations from Sodexo. So a couple of other universities have farmers markets here, but I think students really are trying to get into having a more healthy, holistic lifestyle, and a farmers market would be one thing that will not only be a trademark for my administration, but then something that will be here years and years to come.
Now, it would be unfair for me to have you on the show and not give you an opportunity to ask any question you want of the president. We obviously meet frequently, but I'm sure you represent the student body, so I'll turn it over to you to ask me any question that you'd like.
I want to know why, the real reason of why you decided to take the job, being that Howard was coming off of such a tumultuous year before, where our credit rating was dropping. You had trustees saying that we wouldn't be here in 3 years. Really, the campus was kind of in upheaval. People were worried about the value of their education. And so with the different criticisms that were coming your way, what was the real reason why you decided to take the job?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I should have known you would ask a tough question. To be quite honest, Howard University, I think, means so much to me in terms of what I received from Howard University, way beyond just an education. As I often say to you and the other students, you're not here to get a degree, you're here to get an education. Howard University gave me even more than that. So way beyond what I could ever give her back. And so during that time of what you describe as turmoil and, you know, chaos and negativity, I never saw her any differently. Mm-hmm. I always have seen Howard University as that shining place on the hill. Mm-hmm. Metaphorically, I still thought back then that Howard University was going to lead, that this was an opportunity for us to step up to a challenge and make change. Mm-hmm. So for me, this was quite more than just a job, but it was an opportunity to give back to an institution that I will never be able to pay her debt back. Regardless of how successful a presidency I have, it will not be enough to give back for all the things that I got from Howard, and that really was the deciding factor. Switching gears a little bit, you're from the Midwest. And as we were talking about diversity, you meet students here from the West Coast, the East Coast, you know, all over the world. The classroom is also a different environment. If there was something that you could change about the experience, what would that thing be?
I think it would be making the amenities around the experience just a little bit nicer. I think people here get over that. They just call it the Howard struggle, because what happens inside the classroom and what happens on this campus, you can't replace. That's why our alumni base is so strong. That's why people are so connected to Howard, is because you understand that you can't replace that experience. But I think the difference between here aesthetically, a lot of times, is just I wish that those sort of amenities, everything around it, was a little bit nicer.
All right, I got you. Now, the prospective student who is applying to Howard University, who says to you, well, you know, Leighton Watson, you've been at Howard now, you've seen it all, I'm trying to make a decision between coming to Howard and going to another school, you know, what would be your selling point?
I definitely would say to come to Howard, specifically if you're African-American, because the experiences that you get here and the opportunities that you get here will not be matched. If you go to other universities, like I was saying, University of Chicago or Notre Dame, you get there and you're really not going to be challenged as far as digging deeper into understanding who you are, and having people around you who can help answer those questions in not only an academic way, but in a real life sense. And so you're here, you're around educated, motivated people just like you who are striving to do the same things in their own lives. And you really don't get that experience. And also, you know, when recruiters come here, to be honest, they're looking for people that look like you. And so you had the top companies, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Google, everybody comes to Howard to look for the top African-American or top minority candidates for their jobs. And you just don't get that anywhere else. Also, D.C., being in D.C., especially if you're into politics or anything with the government, you can't replace that. I mean, I had the opportunity to intern on Capitol Hill on a national level, intern at the White House, and still take 16 credits and get a 4.0 that semester. You just can't have that experience without going to a school like Howard.
Excellent. Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Leighton Watson, the president of the Howard University Student Association. And student leadership at Howard University has been something that we pride and something that I think has been a calling card of the university. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.